And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Pete Gray is hosting our Let's Talk Hookup big fall spectacular down at Palmas de Cortez in the East Cape. Those guys are going to be having a great time. Some really good fishing going down in the Cape right now. But, man, do we have a fun one for you today. Kevin Mattson, listed as travel and fishing expert, but like wild man, should be in there. And, I mean, you want to talk about a day talking some insane fishing with both Corey and Kevin in here covering bass fishing, inshore fishing, offshore fishing. Fishing the whole nine. Today is just going to be an absolute blast, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us, give us a call. Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time. We'll be talking fishing. You stay tuned at Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily. And your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool for the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, like you mentioned, man, travel expert, fishing expert, I don't know, Kevin is like the guy. Like, I mean, I don't think there are more people, definitely that I know, that don't fish as many days as this guy.
Yeah, you know? No doubt. Yeah. Kevin's like the excuse when everybody says, I don't got time to go. Like, oh, that's BS. Yeah. The guy goes all the time, full-time job, full-time work, full-time fishing. And
long range, traveling, whatever it is.
Fishing rod in your hand. And that's why I'm so stoked to have Kevin in here, too. Such a great storyteller, but, like, you love to fish. And whatever it is, like, just as happy with a bass rod in your hand as a rod for a cow tuna. And, like, you know, Kevin's a guy that's trying to catch a sand bass with a bait receiver when you're loading up to go on an 18-day.
Oh, yeah. bring the rod to work.
Yeah, totally. Well, we're stoked to have you, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah.
And
stoked to be here.
Yeah. And it was just a lot of fun. And, you know, Kevin and Corey, I mean, I know you guys, great buds, lots of fishing together. And both, I know, share a unique passion for bass fishing. Whether they're green ones or brown ones and freshwater or saltwater, it's one of the things that really drives the both of you guys. And
that's true. Yeah.
And again, both having backgrounds have done so many other big saltwater fish. There's just something about that. Something about those fish that get under your skin, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of these long-range guys, you know, they get into the tuna thing and get burned out, and they're like, man, I just want to go green bass fishing, yeah, and go fish calico bass. And that's kind of me, you know what I mean? I like the tuna fishing, too, but
sure,
I always come back to bass.
Yeah, I mean, that's long-range. I mean, you're leaving in a week?
Yeah. 8 day on the show.
How cool.
Yeah, that should be cool.
Yeah. So, and it's been nice seeing things develop the way they have this year with yellowfin tuna back at Alejos Rocks. It's been a few years since there's been steady, which is a weird thing. You know, Alejos, you know, both at the rock and at the bank was always such a, you know, common place to go get your yellowfin and have great tuna fishing along with the yellowtail. And the tuna just kind of vanished from there. And it's really nice to see good tuna fishing back at, you know, such a stock killer long-range spot.
Yeah, some fun ones, too, like, you know, that 30 to 40-pound stuff on the popper.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in addition to this, you know, all the local fishing that you do, local fishing, you know, there was a, you know, Pete had wrote that in there, and it is the case. You know, we kind of call you a travel expert. You've been fortunate with yourself, with buds, with lifetime of doing it on your own, with doing it representing other companies, but, you know, truly at this point, it's kind of been all over the world fishing. And do you have a favorite thing? And I don't necessarily mean a favorite spot, but, like, do you prefer going to some exotic locale that nobody's at, or do you really like fishing your home lake or your home stretch of water? Like, what are the things that really get you fired up?
It's always something new.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Going far and getting away from people and getting the most remote, pristine locations. Kind of like that last trip we took to Baja. Like, I like getting in the middle of nowhere, and I'll sleep in a cardboard shack to catch a 10-pound calico.
That was awesome. You know, certainly saw social media pictures of your guys' last trip, and exactly that. I mean, you certainly weren't going to somewhere to stay in, you know, 5-star accommodations. You were going for a cool, off the beaten path trip.
Yeah, you talk about craziness, Rick. I mean, that, how do you say it? I mean, Kevin has gone these crazy places, right? And met these people and actually has become like family to some of them, you know?
Yeah.
And to be able to have granted access to a part of the coast that you and I mean, Rick, you and I driving down could not access what family down in Baja. I mean, the people of Baja, we all know, are the most wonderful people on this planet. Yeah. Like, they're so happy, yeah, and they're, yeah, so they gracious.
Proud.
And for those that have driven down, no. Like, you get to Tijuana, and you're kind of, like, gritting your teeth, right?
Sure.
But you go from Tijuana to Ensenada, and it's twice as good.
Totally.
Right?
Windows come down, you exhale a little bit longer,
right?
Maybe you have a Pacifico, and, like, life just starts getting real easy.
Dude, everybody loves Baja, like,
yeah,
that, right?
Totally.
And then from Ensenada to San Quintín, like, you know, we had Don Eddy on here.
Yeah.
I mean, his stories were badass, right? So once you're to that level, it's even twice as good, right?
Yeah, totally.
And it's just a whole different level. And the people down there are just so happy to see you. And we've all made those Baja trips, you
totally
know, whether you're surfing or fishing or whatever. And just to be able to go with Kevin and have that, I guess, for the lack of a better term, granted access,
yeah,
it's pretty darn cool, man. Yeah.
And you guys clearly like the in-betweens, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the Ensenada to San Quintín, you know, cool stretch. But, Kevin, it seems like you really like the, you know, the spot that there isn't a spot, that there's like a little commercial fishing camp that's halfway in,
yeah,
between there. Like, that's your style.
Yeah. Well, I'm always looking at that on the Excel. We pulled in these little fish camps in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, where are we at right now? Like,
yeah.
I wonder if I can access.
How do I get
this?
There?
How do I get here? And then they'll come out in the Ponga, and then, you know, Rene will be translating for me, and he'll go, hey, this crazy gringo right here wants to come fish in the village. Is it okay if you go? Oh, yeah. I said, okay, you remember me. When I come to the village, you remember me. Okay, it's no problem. So I'm like, all right, dude, that's another place that I might get to.
We were telling stories before the show started that, you know, you will pack up your and, you know, we'll have you describe your rig, but, like, you'll pack up your rig and be gone for a week sleeping in the back of your boat, and this is no big pilot house boat, nice room, nice accommodations. You go for a killer Baja beach camp, and I think almost like identify with those guys. Like, we're fishing. Yeah, I'm here to fish, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, those guys are as pure as it gets. You know what I mean?
Totally.
No GPS, and they can go, you can drive out and no landmarks, and they'll just look around and go, okay, rock pile's right here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I always looked at that and go, man, these guys are, they're true fishermen,
yeah,
like to the bone.
Sure.
So I try to learn from them. You know,
and
it's funny, I learned a lot on the long range trips as well, but I just back and forth, you know, and then you just take it from tuna fishing to bass fishing, from green bass to calico bass. It all comes together in a big circle.
Everything for sure. Everything you do like that, especially with intent, it helps the other, you know, like fishing calico bass might not help you in terms of pulling on a giant tuna, but, like, being precision and being precise and, you know, and making a better cast with your bait and being finessey when you're picking a bait and pinning, like, all of those little things that rub off. Like, you know, things may not be direct, but casting a surface iron might not, you know, change the way that you fish green bass, but, you know, when you've made 100 casts and you know how the rod loads up, like, every little thing that you do sure rubs off on the other.
I agree with you, Rick. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's, like, we could all laugh, like me going out bopper fishing for tuna this year, right?
Totally.
Like, I mean, it's the same 400 reel I'm using for calicos, right? Same 300, 400 reel, and the same techniques, kind of, you know? I mean,
Create the strike.
Yeah.
You're creating a strike.
That's
it's
it.
It's like the plastic. Same
yeah.
thing. It's,
yeah.
It's more than just chucking wine. It's like creating a strike. I like
and it's
this.
Like your Venice, Louisiana trip.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's every
redfish, tarpon.
Yeah, you never see, you know, I've never seen any of those things before. I've never been the type of guy to go to some wild place. But it's lead heads and swim baits, and it's fish under birds, and, you know, recognizing if the bird's going this way and he twitches sideways, he's doing it for a reason. You cast there, you get a bite. You know, there's all the little things that you pick up from a lifetime of doing it wherever you do it at home. Like, they all those little cues point to everything. Birds are the same way, freshwater fish. You know, saltwater fishing, you spend your whole time out there, but you get on the lake, like, those guys aren't any dummies. Those things are always where they are for a reason, you know, and sometimes that reason doesn't mean anything to you, but a lot of times it does.
It connects, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's all tied in.
Yeah, totally. So what's next for you, Kevin? What's next on the list? You just came back from a killer Baja trip. You and Corey had a great time. What are the things that we're looking forward to next? Corey, you alluded that you got a long trip coming up?
Yeah, I got an 8-day coming up on the Excel. Great group of guys on a pelagic gear trip. Super group, man. I can't wait to see these guys. It's going to be good fishing.
Awesome.
Hopefully get some wahoo. You know, that's the main thing most times. I like to get them on the chuck and wine, see if I can get them on a bass lure or a big buzz bait or something.
Buzz bait for wahoo?
Big oversized saltwater style.
Really?
Double buzzers. Yeah, this guy.
Talk about crossovers.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, I got one on a spinnerbait.
Did you really? A wahoo?
Yeah, I got a wahoo on a spinnerbait, yeah.
What kind of gear are, you know, because obviously it's got to be gear enough you can cast a spinnerbait, which isn't a ton, but it also has to be fish that's got to be able to handle a wahoo, which got to be some. Like, yeah. How
like
does that go down?
Komodo, the bigger Komodo, the 71 on like an 809.
Which is a large, it's like an oversized, low profile Akuma bass reel, but stainless steel gear, still pretty beefy.
Yeah, just enough line. It doesn't spoil you.
Okay. I mean, that's got to be just enough, because it's not like that. We're not talking a big reel.
Yeah.
Is it like a 400 Tranks?
Yeah, that'd be a good comparison,
yeah.
You know, line capacity-wise.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wild.
That's cool. I mean, you can only catch some money on bombs and surface iron. You know, I kind of get bored. I'm like, I want to get one of a popper or a spinnerbait or something different. You know?
It's crazy. I mean, everybody knows what a spinnerbait is, right?
Yeah.
Like total freshwater spinnerbait. But there might be some people that have no idea what the hell a buzzbait is. And that's freshwater style green bass,
it's the same,
like
transition.
Props on the surface, creating a crazy noise, and then wahoo eating it.
I think they
crazy.
Will.
Yeah,
I know the tuna will eat it, but I think a wahoo would eat it. You get the right
that'd
day,
be so
the
cool.
right thing, and
get them a little fired
and
up.
They sky when
yeah,
they
yeah.
eat the popper. They
totally.
Sky. You know, I seen Justin, actually Jason, come out of the galley one time, and the first wahoo I saw hit the popper. Jumped all the way over our heads, higher than the gaffs in the corner.
Sick.
Like, jumped all the way out, came back into the water cleanly with the popper sideways.
Oh, my God.
And then he just goes, That's it. For me right there.
You go.
I said, can I borrow that spinning outfit? And that was back when we were laughing about them.
Yeah.
You know, the coffee grinder, it's like, dude, you're really fishing a spinning rod? Now everybody throws a pop rod a spinning rod. It's that whole transitional, like the Yummy Flyer. You know, the Yummy Flyer was hanging up in the wheelhouse in the Excel. We laughed about it. And then all of a sudden they put that thing out and start smashing them. And the next thing you know, it's the new big thing.
Well, that's something that Jason doesn't get nearly enough credit for, is you're right. I mean, it was almost a comical joke. This big rubber flying fish that doesn't have a tail, that doesn't move, that you know, years later became the most popular thing in the world to catch a bluefin. But a lot of people don't know that the roots of that lure and the rigging of that lure and all those things, a lot of that was bred on the deck of the XL.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it. I watched it come along.
That's cool.
Oh, wow, we're flying in the balloon and anything topwater, I'm on it. So I was just like, oh, man, this is unbelievable. And then when the bluefin start biting it, it just, now look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many 200-plus pounders have been caught on that
thing? An unfathomable amount. Yeah. You know, like that. There's when those fish are in packs and they're not settled in on the shallows and you need to cover ground to find them, it's still the best bait that you can use. When they're fired up, but they're just little wolf packs of them and they're, you know, and it's early and covering ground makes a big difference. Like while you're trying to find the conditions, the fishermen, you can be fishing that thing and just absolutely clobber them.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And note, Jason on the XL was kind of the pioneer of the whole thing. Huh?
He was.
No doubt.
Wow.
Yeah. No. I mean, you know, it's not like he made the lure, but he certainly made it popular.
Wow.
There's no doubt about it.
Too, the whole
of course.
Kind of,
yeah, of course.
And it was literally a running joke. They had all these funky lures hanging, you know, in the wheelhouse, and it was hanging up there for the longest time. And so one day they're like, you know what? Let's put that thing out.
It's probably not fair because Jason was the guy who could slip out of the galley and make and, you know, and go mess around with something fun like that, you know, pick the window, have the time, and, like, get to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fun for
He'd
sure.
He'd walk out with his apron on. He'd literally walk out with his apron on and throw the popper in the bow, and I was watching him, you know, I'm always kind of watching, and then boom, he was getting blown up on. I said, man, I got to give that a go.
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
He said, yeah, you want to try the rod? I said, yeah, I do.
And now we're all the way to, like, the California Flyer, right?
That's
sure.
Yeah,
it's all, I mean,
that's the progression.
The evolution.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's cool to see.
It's really cool. Speaking of really cool, I can't wait. Today's going to be a lot of fun. So much cool stuff to cover. I mean, again, from inshore to offshore to technique to travel, Kevin's a wealth of knowledge. Can't wait to hear the story of you two guys cruising around Baja. Just going to be a great show and lots of fun, Corey.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rick. I mean, spinner baiting for Wahoo, trying to get one on the buzz bait.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't talked about his Amazon adventures either and that kind of crazy stuff. And with his 8-day XL trip coming up, we've got a lot to talk about here for sure. And I know he was just on a long trip. Less than 2 months ago, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 6-8 weeks ago. So, I mean, there's a lot to talk about today. Green Bass to Wahoo to Amazon. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. We have two open lines right now. Give us a call. It's yours, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. You have a question for Kevin or myself or for Rick, or it's just an open forum here today. We're going to have a great time talking fish. And so through the app, that's the only way you can text us.
It
comes to us that way, and you're going to want to leave your name and telephone number when you text us via the app. It's right there. It's just a hit the button that says text the show. And so that way, or give us a call, and we're giving away a really cool prize. I mean, there is no better time right now than to be on the Liberty, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty. I mean, you're talking limits of Wahoo, Mexican limits of Wahoo.
Dorado.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I don't know why I have Wahoo on the brain.
Boy, I was about to go sell some Marauders after this, boy. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Limits of Dorado. Thank you, Rick.
Hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. And with a mixture of tuna, man. And legit, right?
Full-day fishing right now is so good. I mean, you said it best. Great Dorado fishing, and then those guys are seeing scores anywhere from a little handful to a bunch. They're getting completely fixed up on both yellowfin and bluefin. The size has been really good. You know, what was fun, when that yellowfin first flashed us at the beginning of the season, the fish was small. Like, it was a lot of small ones, like 5 to maybe 8 or 10 pounders.
who knows why, who knows what the reason. I'll never profess to know any of that kind of stuff. But, boy, the elephant that's here now, it's really nice gray.
Like legit.
It's a lot of 20-pounders and 25-pounders and even bigger. Like, we weighed a 47-pound yellowfin that came from a full-day trip a couple days ago at the lake. I mean,
isn't that crazy?
It's really nice grade fish. And, you know, some days it bites great. Other days you gotta work at it. But, man, excellent Dorado
legitimate.
Fishing, really good tuna fishing. And all that from, like you say, a full-day trip on the Liberty. You wake up in the morning in your bed, you go out, you have a great time on the boat, eat a killer Liberty burger from Sarah in the Galley, and rack out in the bunk on your way home a little bit, and you're home that night experiencing yellowfin tuna, bluefin tuna, Dorado fish. It's sick.
That's crazy stuff for sure. So we're going to be giving away one of those trips today on the show on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. So again, a telephone number 213-432-1090. That's your chance right now, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, talking all this crazy fish with Kevin Mattson when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 98 rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see the perfect rod to handle tough fish is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. The X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 5th.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XLHD. 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net. The largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
All right. Back to Let's Talk Hookup. Rick, you almost got
almost
it. Man.
Did it.
Almost,
I held
right?
off.
Right?
We always have trouble when we come back from a break, usually I always, you know, that's my cue. And then, like, when I'm sitting in the Pete chair, I always, like, you know, just, it's like one of those muscle memory things. You hear the zzzz, and I'm like, ready. There we go. And I always step over Corey. I feel so bad.
It's like me mentioning Wahoo, right?
Yeah.
Wahoo.
That's right. We got each other's back, buddy.
Right. I'm glad. Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much. Hey, if you want to join us, we've got Kevin Mattson in studio here for the next couple hours and just having a great time. And 213 800-432-1090. That's your chance on the telephone line, or you can text us via the app. Already a handful of cool texts coming through. And make sure you leave your name and telephone number when you text us, because Kevin's going to flip a coin at the end of the show. And between the callers and texters, one of them is going to get that full-day trip on the Liberty.
So rad. Taro,
yeah, right?
No doubt. Well, phones are packing up again, just like Corey said. If you want to get through, that's 213-432-1090. We're going to start this morning with a text. This one, hi, guys. This is Ernie from Prosper, Texas. I have a question on surface iron fishing for Kevin. After you cast out and start your retrieve, how do you point your rod tip? Do you point it right at the jig? Do you point it up? Do you point it down? Or keep it level? I've had several different responses when asking other anglers on the boat, and I'm wondering your suggestions.
That's a good question.
Right at the jig.
Right at the
every
jig.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yo-yo fishing, surface iron, everything. If your rod tip's up or your rod tip's down, you got to pick that slack up to come tight to the fish. You want to be pointed directly at it, direct drive. You don't even really use the rod, straight to the reel.
Mm-hmm.
Tight drag. And then when I hang them, what I do, especially on wahoo fishing, is I take two or three steps back from the rail just to take that extra stretch out, and then I swing on them.
You're trying to drive that mm-hmm. home.
Yeah.
And when do you swing? You swing as you get a bite? You swing after you got everything tight and line
everything
stretched out?
Tight.
What's
yeah,
the...
Tight.
Okay.
It's got to be tight. And then he's doing his head shake and trying to figure out what he's going to do as far as running or whatever. When he picks that direction, starts to go, that's when I lean into him.
Okay. Now, that's for wahoo fishing.
Yeah.
How does that change... if you're yellowtail fishing, does it change at all? You do the exact same process?
Wind them on, set the hook, same thing, point the rod at it.
Okay.
Yeah, I always tell guys, tip up, tip down. I'm like, bro, keep that thing pointing right at it. Especially yo-yo fishing as well. You see a guy drop it straight down yo-yo fishing, then hold his rod straight out, and then he's bit, and it's like, you got that flex of the rod, and I'm like, dude, he's gone. I said, point it right at it. Like, flip it out and at a 4. I like it at a 45.
Mm-hmm.
I could just lay it on the rail, like fishing the old Peel 68 back in the day. I'd always pitch it off the bow and then walk it down the side and just keep it at a 45 and bit on the sink, you just wind them on.
With a yo-yo jig, too, if you're holding your rod straight out, you're fighting all the resistance of your rod loaded up. Like, you're going to wear yourself down before mm-hmm. you ever get the bite. You know, you make 10 drops in a row and you're turning the handle fast and
yep.
you're trying to hold the weight of the rod and all the friction and the rod loaded up with your left hand while you're trying to burn, you're just going to burn yourself out.
Yeah.
You just glossed over in a very good way some very important things like laying your foregrip on the rail, like let the rail hold all that resistance when you're yo-yo jig fishing.
Yeah.
Keep yourself fresh. Like, just keep your mind straight on stacking your line, turning your handle fast,
yeah.
what the dude next to you is doing, getting ready for your bite.
Keep your elbow just lock. I like to lock my elbow into my side so everything is solid. It becomes just one, like a frame, boom, right to the reel handle right there, and hold the side plate. You see guys holding the foregrip and the reel's wobbling. And well, dude, you're fighting the gear.
Yeah.
Stay it on the rail. Grab that side plate, point it right at the jig, and just a good easy wind too. The guys wahoo wind for big yellowfin, they burn out. I'm like, you're good for three drops. We're in the long haul. This is a marathon right now. Like, we're running the long haul. You're gonna be up all night. We're gonna keep fishing it.
And I think another crucial part of the whole thing, Rick, that wasn't asked in the text, but is important to know too, is: are you a mono guy? Are you a short top shot?
Great question.
Like Spectra guy.
I got three or four jig sticks, and all my stuff's very, you know, it just depends on the bite. Like, I seen Fleck walk out with straight braid and just a little foot and a half, you know, 130-pound floral leader for wahoo and smash them. You know, no stretch, get the hook in them, and I saw that, and so I have a specific outfit for that. And it gets bit. It goes a little faster. You take that rubber band effect out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have my rubber band outfit with like 50-pound for yo-yo fishing.
Straight mono.
Yeah, straight mono.
Yeah. Which could be crucial in some bites, you know, to have that rubber band.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that change calico bass fishing?
I've gone back and forth on that, too.
Okay.
I like the braid where I'm in the real thick cover, because if you hook a big yellow, you can land that 40-pounder.
Kelp cutter surface iron style.
Straight tie. Like Cal over on the 105 back in the day when I did the early skiff trips, he tied a 12-turn San Diego knot, straight tie on the braid, and I watched him get like a 50 that took no line.
Coolest guy ever.
Oh, Cal was awesome.
Cal was very cool.
Fishiest guy ever.
Great fisherman.
I wonder where he is these days.
I don't know.
No. I think he's up north. I'm not sure where he's at, but I still keep in contact with him now. He's a great guy.
One of the fishiest, coolest guys.
Super cool guy, man. I like to pick that guy's brain. Every one of those trips, I'd sit up there and go, what's new, Cal, and what's going on? And he'd show me, like, that straight tie 80-pound braid outfit. I mean, it cuts your thumb, when you're whining on that thing all day, but it's worth it for a 40, 45 pound yellow bigger.
Does the rod or reel change when you're going from braid to a reel full of straight mono, anything like that? Or does that all, you know, do you have your, you know, the way you like to fish a service iron, you fish it the same all the time, whether there's, you know, like a, that's all. Like, does the outfit change based on the line change?
Well, I have that old blue Cedros mm-hmm. from back in the day. I like the gears on that and everything, and I can kind of slow wind it and pick it back up.
It's like equivalent to like a Trinidad 20 size
exactly.
reel, star drag.
Same thing, yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with the Calico Bass, what I've been doing is I do a flutter retrieve. I'll just do a real slow, easy, nice wind, and I'll just give it a kick and kind of a flutter and then start it again. And then once they start biting it, you're stopping and starting it, stopping and starting it, and you get them, a lot of them on the flutter.
You're almost inducing like
creating
a kick.
Right.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You, like for those that like know surface iron fishing or like the texter wants to know about it, I mean, the Danny Wade coolest thing ever is having that killer jig that kicks out 2 feet, you know, and then back in line.
Yeah.
But you're almost inducing that. You're almost like giving it like a hesitation.
Yeah, when the yellows come around, though, you speed it all up.
Yeah.
Speed it all up. Wahoo fishing, you go even faster.
That's crazy.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm getting the vibe of how you guys fish the slug in that kind of thing with the surface iron. Like you know, you've always said that you when you're fishing the slug for calico bass, you impart all the action on that lure with the reel handle more than with the rod tip, more than the lure. Like you're manipulating it with what your handle's
100%. Yeah, it's all with the reel. And like on this last trip, and we had some tough sessions, right? And it draws that bite at times. Like they'll just out of instinct want to smash it.
Okay.
And at times they'll just show themselves without actually touching it.
Uh-huh.
But they can't handle the
can't not.
They can't. Like they've gotta come toward it.
Yeah.
And if they don't at least smash it, they roll away right at it. And
okay.
that's like the signal, like they're not really biting, but yet I can't handle the reaction. I've got to just try to smash it.
Well, that's the whole opposite of surface iron. You know
it
what
is,
I mean? Where we point the rod right at the jig. Whereas,
that's true, yeah.
Whereas
yeah,
with the
manipulated
slug,
rod angle,
I
sure.
see it wrong where guys are pointing the rod at the bait and they get bit and it's a tug of war. He's off. Whereas the tip up or tip down, you drop your tip to him like you're worm fishing. As soon as he takes a slack out, you whack him.
You allow him to eat it.
Exactly.
Turn the head the other direction.
As soon as he turns with it, you got him.
Would you say that that's one of the tougher parts of fishing the slug is this the appropriate procedure of getting the hook into him right?
Rick, I'm hesitating here because I almost want to laugh. The whole thing with the slug fishing is really a pain in the rear, right? I mean, the rigging, the fishing it, the whole thing, right? But that's why I went to the whole weedless swim bait.
No doubt. That's why I fish a weedless and not a slug.
Well, and the weedless, it took all. That slug was drawing so many damn big bites, like insane. Like, and it still does today.
Sure.
It still does, like 100%. But the whole weedless swim bait thing in the kelp for the calicos is dummy proof.
Mm-hmm. That's what I need, baby.
Rigging it. Well, I need it too, right? I mean, we all do. It's all fun. But the rigging of it and getting it rigged up is the most difficult part, which is pretty darn easy. It's a number 2 out of 10, where the slug and the rigging is 11 out of 10, right? it's I don't want to say impossible. It's just for most people, it's impossible.
It's
and so the whole weedless swim bait thing, really, I tried to take the whole pain in the rear out of it,
mm-hmm.
and it's literally just a cast and wind. Put it this way. Put yourself on a trip with Rosie to Cedros with a handful of weedless and surface iron, and it'll turn a pro out of you.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
right.
Right. What more do you need?
And I mean, for some, it's the 5-inch, a lead-headed swim bait type mm-hmm. thing, too. You know, I mean, it'll turn a professional.
Do you think that the slug still is a better opportunity for the elitist, biggest bass there? Like, do you think that still draws a bigger strike day in and day out
100%.
You do, okay?
100%.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Well, just because it's mesmerizing.
Yeah.
And it's something, like Kevin can attest to it, it's something that they don't see all the time.
Totally.
And when it's something they don't see all the time, I mean, imagine just take the realm fresh water, salt water, just take a 10-pound bass.
Yeah.
Take a 10-pound calico. Let's just go calico direction. That 10-pound calico, I mean, can we both agree, is at least 30 years old?
Sure.
Right? And so you take, let's take the Palos Verdes kelp. Let's take the Point Loma kelp, La Jolla kelp. Let's take Brian Woolley at the barn kelp, or, you know, just that situation. Imagine how many offerings with a hook.
Seen everything.
That fish has seen.
Yeah.
In 30 years. In 30 years.
He saw worm pickings go by. He saw every Mr. Twister go by.
He saw a berry come by.
He saw fish trash. Yeah, straight up, man. Totally.
So, but you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just think about what that fish has seen. And so, just take it in the realm of a 4 or 5 pounder. I mean, we can both maybe agree that that's at least 15, 18 years old, you know? And it's seen a lot, right?
Yeah.
So, the whole slug thing, it's not easy to rig. It's not, but if you know what you're doing, and our guys that know what they're doing, and I'm hesitating because it's just I get phoned up thinking about it.
I know you got me
it's that 7 or 8 pounder or better that's going to smash it.
Totally.
Yeah, I love it.
You can do more with it.
You can.
You know what I mean? You can impart the action. It's kind of like the glider. I was talking to Matt Peters the other night about the glider thing. The glider thing's really caught.
And Matt Peters is from?
He's Southern Trout Eaters, total swim bait guy, green bass.
And when you say glider, that is a style of big swim bait.
Well, yeah, it's like a Depths 250 or a Gancraft or a Sneaky Pete or any of those jointed gliders that all swim a little different, but you can stop them and start them and you can make them kick out a little further. You can make them kick real tight and then stop them. The main thing is stopping them and starting them and creating the strike.
Yeah. But that's and how much is that the most fun of it? You're making it happen.
Well, that's
you
where,
made
that's
that light happen. Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
That's where it's at.
I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's a 4-pounder or a 14-pounder, but that 3 to 6 pounder, it still gets you fired up because you drew the bite. Like you made it happen to where, and it's the same thing, Rick, with like me fishing the slug or the weedless. You can dictate the bite and make it happen like where you want it to happen. And when you do, it's rewarding whether it's a 4-pounder or whatever.
I dig. Right on. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on in the Baja. It's time for the Catch Report with the Cast Man, Corey.
Yeah, and it's sponsored by Kamikatsu, and it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Kamikatsu. They make the finest split rings, solid rings, and are also made by Kamikatsu. If you are looking for quality swivels, Kamikatsu makes the best. And when it comes to cyst hooks, with all that rigging for the big tuna, Kamikatsu has you covered there, too. And with a wide assortment of sizes and types, see your local dealer or Kamikatsu.com, and I bet you Tackle Days.
Well, you know that right, buddy.
Going to have a little bit of Kamikatsu going on.
Yeah, pretty smoking deal there. I want to say a big congrats to our buddy Ted from Kamikatsu, too. Went fishing with Dwayne with a couple of his, if I remember right, it was elementary school buddies.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of, just a fun boys trip, not on the books, not a Ted from Kamikatsu trip, but Ted with his buds trip.
Cool.
Went fishing with Dwayne, and those guys just absolutely smashed on the big ones, as they do. You know, I mean, Dwayne and his crew have gotten such a great job of putting guys on big ones, but I know they had a big cow and I think a 180 and a 130 and just an awesome trip, all using that big tuna tune hook as part of their fly rig. But yeah, big congratulations, Ted. We put a picture up on our social media there on Instagram and Facebook of Ted posing one of those big ones. But yeah, a nice trip for Ted and the boys, doing a little field research, but not on the clock. It was pretty cool watching those guys get those big ones.
A little different than that Seattle, than Washington.
I would say so, yeah. A little different from a salmon mooch, for sure.
Yeah,
hey,
cool.
Let's find out what's going on down south. We got Cass on the line. Buenos dias, Cass. Man.
Hey, good morning. Hey, boys. Hey, I was the last time Corey and I fished the Lake El Salto, he had a white slug type plastic lure, and I'll tell you, the way he worked that thing, it's incredible. There's no way I could ever learn to do that. But those bass were just jumping all over it. It's amazing just to watch that thing flutter down. Then he just twitches it and makes some kind of weird movement. All of a sudden, here comes that bass. Boom!
But
anyway, my good fishing buddies, Joe Barsimo and Mike Severa, flew up yesterday. I've been trying to get Joe to come up here to Florence, Oregon for a long time. And I think what convinced him, he went over to Redondo Beach here, took his wife over there. He felt like some Dungeness crab. He said they're charging $30 a pound for a Dungeness, and one Dungeness is $60.
Man.
Jeez.
Yeah. needless to say, he said they wound up eating some squid and some fish and some other things. But, yeah, we're going to load them up here this weekend. We're getting ready to leave here probably in about right after this, do this bit here to do some crabbing here in the bay. And we should load them up with some crab to take home. But as far as the fishing goes, I got a fresh report from Loretto, from Danny, our charter master down there. Kind of an unusual thing. They actually got in some about 35 to 40 pound yellowfin tuna. One of the boats came in with quite a few of them. So there was some tuna that far up north, which really surprised me. And of course, the Dorado bite has slowed. It's the typical time now. Those Dorados start moving out of the area, but they're still getting Dorado, and they did have a little better showing on the yellowtail. So that change is happening down there. As the water starts cooling off, the Dorado will move out, and those yellowtail will come into the area. Same thing with La Paz. Some nice pictures of big Dorado being caught down there. They also had a flurry of yellowfin tuna and a few wahoo out at Roca Montaña. And down in San Jose del Cabo there, those banks there are starting to load up, and the yellowfin tuna are really starting to make a show there. There were some nice 40, 50, 60, 70-pound fish caught this past week. Dorado, still very good Dorado there. And if you guys want to get into the marlin, the striped marlin is still there. The blues are starting to come in, probably just in time for that Bisbee Black and Blue in a couple of weekends. And so it's some really, really, really good fishing going on in that southern Baja. So anybody wants to book a trip in the southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Costa Rica, Brazil, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Awesome. Appreciate that, Cass. Thanks a lot. Great report. Look forward to talking next week. Go get some Dungeness for your bud there.
I know, right?
And maybe send him down to SoCal with a few more extras down here. You know, we'll take care of the extras.
Take care,
Cass,
man.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, I know you will.
All right. Yeah, good times, Cass. We'll see you at El Salto, buddy. All right. Hey, focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin charts, temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and accuracy. Now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
That's it, man. Boy, certainly some really good info going on. If you want to get through, phones have been absolutely packed up, but we got plenty of shots here. 213-432-1090 gets you right back.
Yeah, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Like Rick said, give us a shout or text us via the app. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Corey, we did so much talking about fishing the slug. It's all about turning the reel handle, creating the motion with the reel. What reel is in your hand when you're fishing that style of lure, whether it be the slug, whether it be the weedless?
Well, if we went slug and I'm fishing El Salto with Cass, I've got my 200 rigged up with 50-pound Power Pro and a 40-pound fluoro leader.
I'm just solely asking you, just hoping I could get something out of you that was larger than a 200.
Right?
And
here it is.
Okay,
so,
I'm ready.
So fishing Baja this last week.
Yeah.
400.
Look at you.
Right? Hey,
with
dude,
the big gear.
I've stepped it up, man. We're going, we're going so heavy. I've got a 65-pound braid to an 80-pound leader.
Okay.
And shooting for the calicos right there. So whether it's a 200 Tranks, the 300, or the 400, they're all my favorite. You can't beat the gearing, the drag. It's everything I'm looking for.
No doubt about it. You can find more information at fishshimano.com, or better yet, just go to your local Shimano dealer and check out shimano.com.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we will have great promotions from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200 reels. A fantastic offer on Proteus rods and SK Jig. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th. 5.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3-day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top-notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at Fisherman'sLanding.com.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having so much fun, man, talking the old-time skiff trips, talking just good times, Wahoo on the spinnerbait, Amazon trips. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff here. And you want to join us, two ways to do it, 213-432-1090. You got a question, a comment for Kevin here, the one and only Kevin Mattson. Or you can text us via the app. You could do it that way. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty at the end of the show. Kevin's going to flip a coin, and we're going to decide that will decide whether it goes to a texter or a caller.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed. So are the text. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
How about Danny? Danny calling from Chino. Good morning, Danny. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Danny?
Hello. Good morning. I can barely hear you. You got to bear with me. I'm on a Bluetooth. Let me see if I can get off of it real quick.
You're good, Danny. Go ahead. What's your question? You're loud and clear on this end.
I just felt like I had to call in. I was on the searcher on a 3-day trip. It's been 3 weeks now. I hope I don't change the tone of your of your show there. I know you're having a great show down there. And I felt like I needed to call in, and I was on that trip, on the searcher trip, and one of my buddies is the one that passed away. I don't know if you heard about that. I'm assuming you did.
No, I didn't. But very sorry to hear that, buddy. That's a tough thing to deal with.
Oh, you didn't hear about that? I thought for sure you guys would have heard about that. But they were very professional. I really want to thank them for being professional about it. Especially Steve Carson. I know you probably know Steve Carson.
Or sure.
He was. Yeah, I could tell he was very affected by what happened. You know, he was very sincere, and I hope they're listening. Some of the searcher guys, the crew, all the staff. I hope they're all listening. I hope somebody's listening to this because I really appreciate how they handled it.
I got you, Danny. Yeah, that's not an easy thing to talk about for sure, and especially losing a great bud. And it's, you know, it's not a thing that's talked about, but it does happen. And, you know, we're very fortunate that we have, you know, we're very fortunate that that fleet is very prepared. And they are, like you say, things are treated with respect. And I'm really sorry you lost a great fishing bud. And I'm sure that word will get back to those guys how much you appreciate them taking care of everything the way that they did. It's obviously not something that happens often, but it happens.
And Rick, you know, we have such professional crews.
Yeah,
here
totally.
On every one of these boats out of all these landings here. And not only the professional anglers, but professional with handling people.
Everything.
But
yeah.
they're professional all the way down to the end, as in Ray's buddy's case here. You know, I didn't mean a pun there. But and Ray, our heart goes to
Danny.
You. Danny, excuse me. Yeah, thank you very much, Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, from Wahoo to Draw.
No, it's okay.
Sorry about that. But, yeah, so our heart goes out to you.
Totally, buddy.
It's, we've got professional crews
here. And nobody more professional than the searcher, man.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope the next one's even better. Danny, appreciate the phone call very much. Fun text came through to one of my most favorite guys, and Kevin, I'm sure the same with you. This text is, always great to share the reel with Kevin, an absolute wealth of knowledge. Also, I got to give kudos to Captain Dave Hansen for a tip that he shelled out last a couple weeks ago about using larger macro for Boulder Auto. I just came back from a 10-day trip on board the XL, and all four of my fish were nice big bulls. No females using the large macro. That's from John Kupta in Laverne.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
John's the man.
John is the man.
80 years old, man. That guy fishes so hard. I love John. He's awesome.
80?
80.
Wow.
And you
throws the jig. Wines, I mean, he fishes hard.
How about that?
He's actually one of those people where you, if you're not inspired by seeing him, and he is, man. He's the man. I like John. He's awesome.
Rail time is so much to the success of fishing on trips like that, and that's a guy that embodies it. Whether it's nighttime fishing big ones or daytime or whatever it is, that dude's at the rail putting in more work than you are, probably to your senior.
That's crazy. You know?
Yeah, he's a fun guy, too. No doubt.
Always optimistic, man. John's awesome.
And here's a cool thing. A guy at 80 years old, John's still learning, right, as we all are, and learn from the one and only Dave Hansen how to use mackerel and weed out the bigger fish.
Yep. The other cool thing I'll say, I sell so much tackle to John that is replacing stuff that he gave to other people on the trips.
Yeah.
Like, he's so cool that way.
He's totally cool.
He loves wahoo fishing. He likes using a particular open eye killer wahoo hook as an upgrade. And he'll see a guy that's struggling or maybe had a few bites and the fish came off. And let me see that thing. And, you know, he'll dig into his box and he'll get gear that he paid for and re-rig a guy up to a little better option to help them out. Just the best.
How cool is that?
He'll give him a DTX.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Like,
the guy's on the troll and he's not getting bit. He goes, hey, try one of these. He'll walk over and give the guy. I mean, he's awesome.
He's paying for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Cool people for sure.
That's
no doubt about it.
Hear.
Well, a great text, John, and good morning, and glad to hear you listening. And you know, he's always just coming back from or getting ready for the next long trip. So I'm sure we'll hear from him soon.
And that's what's cool about these long range trips and these boats. I mean, you develop a rapport, and not only with the crew and they become family, but it's the passengers that are going out from trip to trip.
People.
Like the trip you have going out next week.
Oh, yeah.
How many are repeats?
The vast majority. They're awesome people, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a reunion. It's cool seeing them.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's so neat.
I love it.
What a feeling.
Well, hey, speaking of a great spot in the family field, let's head on down to Palmas de Cortez because Pete's there on the line. Pete, you having a good time with our fall spectacular trip at Palmas?
Hey, Pete.
Oh, yeah, man. It's so beautiful down here. Actually, we're having a little breakfast in Los Barriles this morning. Nice. And just hanging out in this lush, green, tropical atmosphere here in southern Baja. It's so amazingly green. It's awesome. But good morning, Rick and Corey and Kevin. It sounds like the show's doing great. And, we got here on Thursday evening and checked in everybody yesterday evening for the 28th annual Rich Top Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. Can't believe we've been doing this thing for 28 years. It's pretty awesome. But, things have changed down here, but a lot of things have remained the same, which is good. So Palmas de Cortez is just beautiful. They've added a lot of different things, and they have a sushi bar now and another bar, and they've done a great job. And then Yamaha, of course, had everything lined up. We had shirts for everybody, and then the Rich Top family, Peggy, his wife, and the whole family, kids and grandkids and everything, brothers and sisters are all here to kind of honor our great friend Rich Top, and they put these really great Let's Talk Hookup Rich Top koozies together that everybody got one of those too.
Yeah,
and
cool.
Actually, we fished yesterday, Mark and John and I, who were running a tournament down there, and we had a great day. It was we caught and released two marlin, hooked another three or four, and we caught six Dorado, and like pretty much action all day.
Jeez,
it was
really
fun and a beautiful, beautiful day. And of course, Drew and his gang from the Team No Bananas, they were like big stars yesterday. They went down south a little further, and our fishing was just like right off of Los Barriles, so we were like 20 minutes from the hotel, so it was really easy rote run and everything like that. Fished on Pez Velho, which was a great, great boat to fish on. But Drew and his gang went down south, and they caught a bunch of 30-pound tuna. I think he said they had 13 tuna, and they had limits of Dorado, and they had a couple marlin, too. So that was a pretty good day. And flat calm yesterday, a little bit of wind today and tomorrow, it looks like, for the tournament days, which are today and tomorrow. But not something that's going to make it not fishable, just a little bit of north wind starting to come up. And actually, the captain yesterday told me, oh, yeah, that makes the fishing better. So he said that'll be good. The wind blows, when it's flat calm and, you know, real calm, I guess those fish don't like getting up and tail and get up on the surface. So I guess when the wind blows a little bit down here, they like it. So should be great. I'll give you a report tomorrow morning. I just wanted to give you a quick report about
awesome.
What's going on down here. Just great. Weather is perfect. It's like in the, I'd call it mid-80s. and just absolutely perfection. It's been a very cool summer, most of the locals have told me. So great time here at Palmas de Cortez, and we've already got our next one set for next year, October 5th through the 9th. So always fills up, so if you want to get in, sign up early. We're going to go we rented quads from a Can-Do. Jimmy at Can-Do took really good care of everybody in the group and gave us a special Let's Talk Hookup discount for renting. So if you're coming down here to rent quads, Can-Do is the place to get it. So we're going to go up to Punta Pescadero, go do a little snorkeling, and then go up to the waterfalls, which should be flowing really, really big time with all this rain. Yeah, for sure. And then tomorrow we're actually going down with my buddy Chris Barrick, and we're going to drive down to Cabo Pulmo and go scuba diving with Tilu down in Cabo Pulmo. And so that'll be a good time. And, I'm thinking tomorrow I may not be able to get you a call because we may be out of cell service. But
good.
Because we'll be down at Cabo Pulmo. But if there's cell service there, we'll try and get a call in.
Well, if we hear from you, great. If not, we'll look forward to getting the full report when you make it back into the studio next weekend. And, man, sounds like things are off to an excellent start, and I hope you guys you got them set up. Go knock them down, Pete. Have fun.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for covering, and have a great show. Sounds like it's a good one.
Appreciate that very much.
That sounds like a good time, doesn't it?
No doubt, man. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Ray? Ray calling from Santa Ana. Good morning, Ray. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, Ray?
Good morning. Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I want to get your thoughts on a tip that I recently heard about bluefin tuna fishing. When you're fishing at night and the fish are down deep, like a couple hundred feet, you're jig fishing, when you get hooked up, you need to leave the rod where it is. In other words, when you get hooked up, if you got the rod down at your waist, leave it there for the first couple minutes. Or if it's like in your arm, you got the rod butt in your armpit, you get hooked up, leave it there until you're sure the fish is pinned on or something like that. And then after a few minutes, then you can load up the rod or put it into a more comfortable position. Is that what you guys do? Have you heard that?
What do you think?
Leave it on the rail.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it would almost be said better to keep yourself in the right position for keep yourself in the right position to take advantage of a bite whenever it came, you know, so that you were, when you got that bite, your rod was already in the right position, which is often, you know, rear grip tucked under your armpit, foregrip on the rail, you turning the handle. That way, when the bite comes, you can just continue to turn the handle, like Kevin was saying, get all the stretch out of the line, let the rod load up. You know, those big jigs, you know, half of the bite's coming on the sink, the other half coming on the line. Just being prepared to fish it as if you're prepared for the bite to come every time. That way, when it does, you're in the right position. Don't be lazy about it and BSing with your buds and have the rod kind of over your back shoulder, you know, lifting and dropping it like you were trying to catch a whitefish. Then when the bite comes, you're out of position and you're having to decide whether to swing and your hand's not on the handle. So I don't know about, like, needing to keep the rod in the same place. I don't know that would make any difference. But maybe, Kevin, you could kind of go over, like, what do you do when you get a big one? You've got so much experience, like you were saying, fishing PL-68 for those big yellow fins, and I'm sure no stranger to knife jigging for those big blue fins. What's the procedure like dropping that thing and when a bite does come?
The number one thing is keeping it tight.
Mm-hmm.
Like what he's kind of talking about right there, sometimes you'll hang one and it'll get all squirrely. It's just keeping it tight.
Yeah.
Keeping it tight.
And
like you said, being ready for it. Every drop, I'm so focused on what I'm doing. People be like teasing me, like, you're so locked in on what you're doing. Well, yeah.
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 I could
catch a 300-pounder on the show, dude. Like, we could sit in the galley and BS and have, but right now I'm fishing. You know what I mean? But being ready and locked in, like I was saying, hand on the frame, foregrip on the rail, 45 degrees, come tight to one. With those, I just wind them on and just keep it tight, it tight. And they get squirrely. They'll get all squirrely. You know how it goes. They get squirrely on the surface or whatever they do, and then they settle.
I think that's the better way to put it, Ray, because every fish is different. And, you know, I don't think you would want to treat it as a rule of I got a bite, so I'm going to keep my rod at my waist for this amount of time. Because every scenario might be different. You know, you could turn the handle, and in a millisecond, your tight and line is screaming off the reel in one shot. Or there's been plenty of bites when you're dropping your jig and those things eat it coming up towards the surface and your reel just, you kind of feel it rattle and then it slows down and it's not sinking anymore because the jig was screaming down towards the bottom and a fish ate it coming up to the surface and, you know, all he's doing is putting slack into the line as he's coming up and you got to wind up to catch up to that fish and some of them eat it and stop and sit there and wallow and shake their head. So, I mean, I think every scenario is different and what Kevin described is so right on. Like, the key is get tight to them, get the hooks into them, and then just be prepared for whatever he throws at you.
And that repositioning of the rod may lead to slack lines.
Exactly, you know. Like the harness guys. I see the harness guys get bitten, and they're fumbling with the oh, he's off. Dude, keep it tight.
Yeah.
You had him. He's on the foregrip. Keep the foregrip on the reel. Keep the rod pointed at the fish, we talked about.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing.
There'll be plenty of times to find your rod belt or find your harness or whatever. Like, you don't need it in the first 30 seconds. You don't need it in the first 20 minutes, you know, like just get them tight and get it settled. Because you got to imagine, too, this is no longer just a sardine and a hook on the end of your line. You know, your hook has 8 ounces of metal hanging off of it. I mean, they can they can shake it. They can do all kinds of things. Like, get those hooks into them good. Get yourself settled in. If there's a bunch of them biting, that likely means that there's other ones going, and maybe the guy to the left of you, he might hook one. Like, be aware of what your fish is doing. Be aware of what the guys next to you is doing, because dark time adds an added, you know, it adds an added difficulty. You know, you've got your unders and overs become a little tougher. So being aware of what you and your fish are doing and what your bud next to you is doing with his either line or fish on all plays a pretty big part in it.
That's good stuff, Rick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All good.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back. First hour already gone, Kevin. How about that, right?
Good time.
It just flies by. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Land Arrow. We love families.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.